Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Here is the toll-free number, 1-866-405-8405, to reach out to Dr. Debbie. Joey Villani on leave this week for some reason. I guess he's super
some
secret assignment.
Secret That's, mission. We
don't know what
know.
It is.
No.
We'll try.
You know, when that happens, I just picture Joey in a lab somewhere and like 700 or 800 dogs, and they all have like gum and stuff in their coats, and he's doing experiments, figuring out the best way to get it out.
Gum remover. That's probably what he's
something.
Working on.
Well,
we'll find out, and we'll tell you as soon as we find out, because no one, I can't keep a secret. And that's probably why he didn't tell me.
I don't blame him.
Well, I just want a souvenir when he comes back from wherever he's at.
You like know, gum?
I'm like that kid at home. I could care less. Just give me some goods,
the
man.
The T-shirt. You want the T-shirt. In a few minutes, Doc Halligan will be back with us from the Lucy Pet Foundation, and she's talking about microchips and whether or not, you know, there's a lot of questions about microchips, like, does Big Brother follow you and your animal around? Do they know where you are at all times?
And is it going to leak and hurt my pet over a long period of time?
We get those questions every, and I'm sure you, Dr. Debbie, you get those mm-hmm, questions yeah. all the time, too. So we're going to answer some of those questions in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Lori Brooks, over there in the newsroom, what are you working on for this hour?
Well, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration of the government, has issued a warning about a pretty common ingredient in a lot of things that you're going to find around your home. But their warning says that this ingredient is dangerous for your dog. And I'll tell you what it is. And
you want to be listening, especially if you're on a diet. You'll want to be listening because this could really affect you. Yeah, it's on the way around the corner here.
And you guys know why that became so newsworthy, don't you?
No, I don't.
Which one?
The xylitol. The,
I don't.
The peanut butter xylitol topic. Because so many of pet owners give pet medications in peanut butter.
Yeah.
Right.
So if we're using a peanut butter that doesn't cause problems for humans, but causes serious drops in blood sugar within 30 minutes, then a lot of people might say, oh, it's the medication that's causing a problem, when it's actually the peanut butter that is the problem. So it's
a treat.
You know what?
They
didn't people...
even... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, a lot of people...
include... go ahead.
A lot of people will use peanut butter in things like Kongs when we're trying to keep our dogs occupied. So xylitol sweetened peanut butter is common in a lot of like the natural nut butters. People that are looking for healthy alternatives at the health food store, and maybe not so much that jar of Jif or Skippy you'll find on the shelf, but they're really not going to be expecting this. So that's why it's so important.
Yeah, I didn't know they put that in.
Yeah, I heard about they were putting in some peanut butters now to be careful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Lori?
Yeah, I'd seen ads for other rescues and things asking for peanut butter because they use so much of it, but peanut butter without xylitol. But they didn't have nut butters included in the big list of products that have it. Also to be careful because a lot of people will use human toothpaste on their dogs, but human toothpaste has xylitol in it.
And to me, that seems silly because for years we've been saying don't use human toothpaste for other reasons.
Until they learn to spit it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting stuff.
Hi, Harold. How are you?
Doing fine, Dr. Debbie. I just went in and had my vasectomy done. And just always adopt pound puppies and always altered. Why is it that we castrate dogs and remove the testicles instead of just doing a vasectomy and leaving the hormone-producing organs?
That's a very good question. Harold, do you have a dog of your own?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and is he neutered?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and what kind of dog is he?
He's just a pound puppy.
All righty. And was he neutered when he was a youngster, or did you do that later in age?
No, we got him from the pound, and we had them do it. And when we adopted him, he was about 3 years of age.
Okay. All right. Well, is he pretty settled in, fella? Does he have any kind of problems?
Nope. Doesn't have a bit of problems.
All righty. So your question was in regards to castration versus vasectomy, and in animals, why we pick one over the other. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you would do the vasectomy and leave the hormone-producing organs, the testicles.
The reason we do that in dogs is because we want to minimize the effects of the testosterone, the bad effects, and that namely being that we'll see dogs with high testosterone levels that aren't castrated may have more problems with aggression, where they may start more fights, may not be as suited into the hierarchy of the dog in the household family situation. So we want to try to minimize those effects of testosterone. So if we just do a vasectomy, that just kind of makes them not have babies. So we want to make sure we still address that hormone problem. And also there are some other very important things that by when we avoid the testosterone, we remove that source, it has a lot of health benefits too. For a dog, if they're not neutered, those testosterone levels stay up high, and they can create some problems with the prostate gland. And this is kind of where the parallels with men come into play, because as men get older, they have a benign prostatic hyperplasia, and that's kind of fed by the testosterone. With dogs, they can get that same thing, but we can actually prevent that by neutering them. And for the most part, they don't complain about it. I'd say more male owners complain about that than the pets actually do.
What do you think about that, Harold?
I was going to say, in that case, I'm glad I went to see my doctor instead of my vet.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
We have a different pragmatic look out on for the veterinary concerns than the animal concerns, because it's really more than population control. We want to address what's going to be important to make the pet a healthy, happy family member, and we don't want to throw other things in the mix that might make that difficult for them to be a acclimated pet.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.